I won't lie to you guys, this is probably the third or fourth time that I'm trying to record this specific podcast for multiple reasons, but one being that it hits pretty close to home. It's probably at home, and the reason is because I'm still dealing with it. And that subject is self-worth, which in the professional world is termed self-esteem. I believe they're the same thing, and I'll tell you why. Because self-esteem is defined as an individual's subjective evaluation of their own self-worth. If I were to define self-worth, it would be an individual's subjective evaluation of their own values, right? So it's how you see yourself, how you see your worth and your value in society, in your community, in your family, and in your relationships, correct? And that ultimately, what I'm trying to connect it to at the end, guys, before I go into my little lecture, is that both worth and esteem will encompass beliefs about oneself, okay? So that's gonna define everything about you. It's gonna define your emotional stress, your pride. It's gonna impact decision making. It's gonna impact a lot of things, and we just have to be aware of all of those things. However, the first thing we do with any topic is what? We talk about the internal and external aspects. We bring it together at the end, and then we talk about how it can ultimately benefit you, correct? Because we don't talk about black and white spheres of topics here. We're never talking about two extremes. We like to talk about the internal and the external in order for there to be a balance that you can create at the end through awareness, through recognition. And so I hope that makes sense. However, let's get into it. All right, self-esteem. All right, if it has the external and internal, my theory is that a person derives their worth or esteem from both of those, or perhaps from only one of those internal or external spheres. Now, I'm going to call them spheres because I would like them to have their own factors. And let me explain. In your external spheres, you're going to have factors such as your professional life, you're going to have factors such as your education, cultural views, family views, which, we all struggle with how our parents see us, for example, right? And that really defines at fundamental parts of our lives since we're children, our values. Not everyone, but the majority of us. That's where we derive most of anything as human beings when we're growing up is from our parents, including how we see our self-worth and our self-value, correct? And then there's the internal, which is always what you can control, okay? And that's how I like to differentiate. So anything that you can control can fit in your internal. If you would like to think about that just as you're in control of your mind and your thinking, perfect. If you want to go a step further and say you feel in control of more things, but they have to be 100% your control. That's not the official definition, but I'd like it to be the definition for today. That we'll talk about the my official definition of internal versus external. But to kind of make today a little bit easier, let's think about internal 100% control, external. Even if it's 99% control, there's still that 1% missing, and then there's still things that can impact it. And that's why it's considered external, because you don't have absolute control over it. Now, the problem is that some people, it's not a problem, it's an analysis. Some people derive their worth or esteem from both spheres. Some derive it for one sphere, and then some, it's a combination of different factors in a sphere, the factors that we talked about. So, for me personally, I derive it from, and this is why it's still a problem, I define it and derive it from the external sphere, correct? The external sphere from, I believe, three different factors. And there lies a problem because guess what? There's no balance. And how are you supposed to be able to redefine yourself if any of those factors change? Because let's face it, in life, everything's constantly changing, right? We can talk biological, we can talk inside of you, we can talk around you, we can talk to you, we can we can talk about change for a very long time because everything changes constantly. And for us, we're not going to recognize it instantly. Humans don't recognize it instantly. Humans will recognize it over a long period of time, and that's just the natural ability, you know, unless you're you can recognize it if you're constantly aware, but it also won't emotionally and psychologically hit you unless it's for a long period of time, okay? The problem with deriving your worth or your esteem from one sphere, whether it's multiple factors or one factor, is that when things change for humans, it doesn't necessarily take everything that you had before the change with you, correct? And so, for example, if you derived your self-esteem and your worth from an occupation and you were to change that occupation, or, you know, it could be a complete total loss of that occupation. It could be partial. It could be that you just don't love it anymore. Change is change. You define your own change. However, something changed in your occupation, that's where you derive 100% of your esteem and your worth. Guess what's going to happen? Do you think that's going to go with you to the next area of your life? Absolutely not. That self-esteem and worth is going to stay there. You're going to have to build a new one. And that's where the problem lies, is when, and I know I can say this in simpler words, but being melodramatic is so much easier. So, but if you were to have, for example, two factors from two different spheres, one internal, one external, then you would be able to at least piggyback on one while you're developing the other. Because ultimately, it's absolutely would change. You're not going to be able to take that, you know, esteem or worth or self-value with you. And you're going to have to redevelop it in your next occupation, or if you don't choose an occupation, but you're going to have to redevelop, readapt with the change. And that's why you need that other sphere to balance you out. And there are times when, if you go through a traumatic experience, both spheres and factors will be impacted, but not at 100% loss. And that goes into a little bit of the tougher territory about exactly, you know, in each sphere, there's certain factors that you shouldn't even derive your self-worth and your esteem from. You know what I mean? And so that's a different thing. That's a do and a do not. And I don't want to make this podcast that. I want to make this podcast more informational for you to make your own decisions. Do you think deriving your self-worth and esteem from a particular factor in an external or internal environment impacts the productivity of your worth and value, how you see yourself? And so you have to be willing to look at these things. You have to be willing to want to make the choice and the decision to see yourself a certain way. I still struggle with it because I've derived all my worth and value for the, as long as I can remember, from external spheres that include how my family views me, how I'm viewed in a relationship, whether it's with a partner or the friend, and how society ultimately views me. And that was, you know, that was impacted by what? That was impacted by the way that I grew up. And I understand that the majority of times, the way that we grow up, the way that we're taught, that's ultimately what decides things for us. But once you become aware of it and you have the chance to change that and you have the chance to become better, I think you should take it because it's never too late. All the stories that I've heard constantly about all the different success stories, whether, you know, it's just emotional health bettering, or if it's a business success story, they all exist for a reason. Teach you that it's possible, teach you that anything's possible. However, I think no matter where you go, and no matter what your definition of success is, and no matter how you get there, you ultimately really have to come to terms with who you are deep down. And if you don't catch it early enough, you're going to suffer more because you're going to realize that you made it to 40, 50 or beyond, and most or half of your relationships with people were fake, or they weren't genuine enough, or you weren't happy enough. And you're going to wake up one day and you're going to realize, oh, I don't want to be here, or I don't want to be this part of myself. And that's why constant evaluation, constant awareness is really important. Because the one thing that I've constantly heard people say at old age is regret. Is them regretting that they didn't do something or that they did something. And most of the time, to be completely honest, it's when they regret about not doing something. But I believe that all starts here. Correct? That all starts right here, right now. You could also have regret about doing something. But again, that starts where? That starts here. And so we have to be willing to, and it takes, it, you have to take a step back. You have to become more humble. Not too humble, because in a world like this, you have to have a rough side. You have to. Or you won't make it anywhere. You won't make it in your personal life. People will shove you around, take advantage of you or your time. And in the professional one, same thing, but worse. Because at that time, you're wasting it. At least in your personal one, you can work on it and work it out in the future. But in professional, unless you're doing something that you absolutely love, if you have a career and you love your career and you're working towards your career, that's a little bit different. If you have a job, though, and you know, you realize you're wasting your time, that's when you take a step back, gain that rough edge and the smooth edge in your personality and your life, and commit to getting better. Because the reality of it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen in 2 years, and quite honestly, it doesn't happen in 5 and 10. It's your entire life. It's a lifestyle that you have to be willing to accept and to be a part of, and to say that if I'm going to live, I'm going to live on my own terms, and these are my terms. And so I hope you guys learned a thing or two, and have a good day.